Hello and welcome to another edition of the Managers Essential podcast. Today I'm here with Patrick, who heads up our Equality, Diversity and Inclusion team, and we're going to be discussing unconscious bias, something you may have heard of. So Patrick, if we can start by defining this, if we can, what does the term unconscious bias mean?
Okay, hi, thanks Jem. Well, unconscious bias simply means unintentional people preferences. So our brains are wired to instinctively categorise people based on a host of different visible and obvious criteria. So this is sort of natural and really necessary for us to deal with and process the amount of information on a regular basis that we have. So the majority of the time, we're not even conscious that we're doing it because there's so much information that we're dealing with. The trouble with this, though, is that people tend to categorise things based on their age, ethnicity, disability, gender or educational background. So that can cause a bit of a problem.
Okay, and can you give me an example of when an unconscious bias might occur or what one might look like in practice?
Okay, well, bias is usually influenced by background, cultural environment or personal experiences. And in a work situation, our unconscious biases have a sort of significant influence in a variety of different situations. So that could come through recruitment practices, promotions, or a whole range of different things. So who we listen to most intently, who we disregard most easily, how good we think someone is at their job, or how we think someone would be good for a particular job that they're applying for, all has an impact on us. And perhaps I can give you an example of this. So if we go back to the sort of Boston Symphony Orchestra, they really wanted to diversify their really male-dominated orchestra. And they couldn't understand why they couldn't do this. So there were lots of really good, talented female musicians out there, but they couldn't diversify the orchestra. So they conducted quite a simple experiment. So what they did was just introduced a screen. And this screen really was then enabling a blind audition. So all the recruiters could do was to see, they couldn't see anything. All they could do was hear the person auditioning and listening to the music being played, which was obviously what they needed to do to make a decision. Mm. This simple practice actually meant that almost 50% of women made it past the first audition just by simply including the screen during that process. So it gives you a sort of an indication of, although people don't think they're doing anything wrong, there's something unconsciously at play that's making them prefer certain people.
That's really interesting. And I think just thinking about recruitment, we see some organisations do blind shortlisting, so they don't have any of the characteristics or name of candidates that come forward to be shortlisted. Why is it so important, do you think, that we tackle unconscious biases?
Well, I think unconscious bias can affect workplace and organisations in many different ways. It can introduce unintentional discrimination and result in ultimately poor decision making. And unconscious bias then can mean a huge setback in creating a truly diverse and inclusive workplace, which certainly at Manchester is something that we're really keen to do. It has been shown that such sort of biases can have an impact on recruitment, mentoring, and also promotions as well. And it can hamper sort of equal opportunities for women, Black, Asian, minority, ethnic staff, disabled staff, and other groups in terms of their sort of selection and progression.
Mm. You've touched on recruitment a couple of times. So we ask everybody here at the university that's involved in recruitment and selection to undertake an online course in unconscious bias. How can bias present itself unconsciously during the recruitment process?
Okay, probably in many different ways. Perhaps just thinking about different aspects of the recruitment process. If we think about the advert to begin with, and maybe the language that's used in the advert, sometimes some of the language used can be quite masculine or feminine, and it could actually discourage certain groups from applying. So right from the outset, there could be an issue in terms of the language that's actually used in recruitment. It could also be, we mentioned earlier about the name on an application, that can have an impact. The university that someone attended, it could be a whole range of different assumptions that people make based on someone's age when they're actually interviewing them, their size, their gender, ethnicity, that make us not have a preference towards that person. So although consciously someone who's interviewing, going through that process as a selector, will be thinking they're just making a fair decision and it's all done on merit, there are other things that are actually happening unconsciously that's making us prefer certain people.
What else, you know, because this is the Managers Essentials podcast, so I'll just bring it back to managers for a second. What do you think our people managers need to know about unconscious bias?
I think our biases cause us to treat people more favourably than others. So often it's quite in subtle ways as well. I think it's quite important that managers realise that it's that it may not be obvious, and it may be tiny behaviour, so what's called sort of micro behaviours, that wear away at people. So it can affect the way they listen, who they prefer to work with, how work's allocated, and even explain some of the behaviour, and even who decide to give certain jobs to others as well. So it has a real impact, I think. So I think it's quite important as managers that we realise and take a step back in terms of understanding our biases and how it can impact in different ways on our staff.
And how do you think people can become more aware of their individual biases?
There are a couple of things. So the first thing I would say is that you can do a test, and it's a fairly simple and straightforward online test called the Implicit Association Test, the IAT test, and it's done from the University of Harvard. So if you Googled Harvard IAT, it would come up on the test, and basically you can test based on different a range of different characteristics to see whether you're biased against someone based on their age, ethnicity, gender, size, disability, etc. So I think that's the first thing, because it's quite important that we're aware, because we all have biases, and it's being aware of which biases that we may have. And the second part I would say in terms of raising awareness would be through training as well.
And I'll better give you a plug, because I know you run a course as well that's bookable through Staff Learning and Development. How else can we tackle our unconscious biases?
Okay, so as well as sort of attending the training, I think as a starting point, the first thing that we need to do is accept the existence of bias. So we can't move forward unless we accept that we're all biased. So that's one thing. I think also making sure that we have quite a robust and thorough recruitment process as well. One of the key things, if we follow good HR practice, then actually that's going to really minimise bias. So having a thorough recruitment process is going to be really important. And making sure, I think, through that, in terms of having standardised processes in terms of how we record our interviews and the skills that we look for in each candidate is going to be important within that as well. So I think good HR practice, being aware of what our biases are, will help us in terms of trying to tackle.
And finally, just could you tell us a bit more about the training that you run that people could sign up for if they're interested after this conversation?
Yeah, so there are two types of training. So one is online training. So it's an hour-long training course that you can just go on through the Equality, Diversity and Inclusion website, or it's linked through the L&D website as well. So you can go through the online training. The second is a face-to-face training session that's done through the Open Programme, and you can just book onto that programme. And that's a sort of three-hour face-to-face session where the key thing, I think, with that session is about raising awareness and making people be more aware about unconscious bias and what it is, and really looking at some of the ways you can address and mitigate against biases as well.
Fantastic. Patrick, thank you very much for talking to me about this really interesting subject, and thank you for listening to this edition of the Managers Essentials podcast.